That's right. It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here out of our home in Valentine, Nebraska, representing the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to you out there in our listening area. The Niobrara River and Smith Falls State Park, all of those on the Niobrara, are one of the best places that you can vacation with your family anywhere in the world. It's number one in the river adventures in the Midwest. And to find out more about our area, go to visitvalentine.org.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. That's what ranchers read. And you know why? Because they are the experts. They have information on grains, forages. They cover sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, beef cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage. And I'm talking comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. They have a daily ag news now provided also, and that's at tsln.com, and that's where you go to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to share a few wise words during this political season. So I'll let you go first, Kim, and then I'll finish up with this.
All right. I have a piece. Well, it starts off like this. Teacher fails the entire class, so I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. An economics professor at a local college made a statement that he had never failed a single student before, but had recently failed an entire class. That class had insisted that socialism worked and that no one would be poor and no one would be rich. It was the great equalizer. The professor then said, okay, we will have an experiment in this class on this plan. All grades will be averaged and everyone will receive the same grade, so no one will fail and no one will receive an A. Substituting grades for dollars, something closer to home and more readily understood by all. After the first test, the grades were averaged and everyone got a B. The students who studied hard were upset and the students who studied little were happy. As the second test rolled around, the students who studied little had studied even less. And the ones who studied hard decided they wanted a free ride too, so they studied little. The second test average was a D. No one was happy. When the third test rolled around, the average was an F. As the test proceeded, the scores never increased, as bickering, blame, and name-calling all resulted in hard feelings, and no one would study for the benefit of anyone else. To their great surprise, all failed, and the professor told them that socialism would also ultimately fail, because when the reward is great, the effort to succeed is great. But when government takes all of the reward away, no one will try or want to succeed. These are possibly the five best sentences you'll ever read and all applicable to this experiment. Number one, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving it. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from somebody else. Number four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. And number five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, that is the beginning of the end of any nation.
It's really interesting because what I picked out was something from Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, really?
And it goes along those same lines. A few wise words during this upcoming political season.
Yes.
You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. You cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot lift the wage earner up by pulling the wage payer down. You cannot further the brotherhood of man by inciting class hatred. You cannot build character and courage by taking away men's initiative and independence. You cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they could and should do for themselves. So without planning it, we kind of came up with a long version and a short version of the same message.
Exactly.
Right?
That's right. Very interesting.
That was by Abraham Lincoln, by
the
way.
Very good.
So if you, along with Abraham Lincoln, have something to contribute to The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd be glad to take a look at it. We always love to hear from folks out there in the listening audience. And of course, more important than ever, always keep listening to your local radio station for more of The Good Stuff.